This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A Russian missile has slammed into Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky's home city. It came as Kryvyi Rih was observing an official day of mourning for an attack the previous day that killed four civilians at a hotel. VOA's Anna Chernikova has more.
Wednesday's attack on the city targeted civilian infrastructure. Local authorities reported 9 people killed. President Zelensky said that the latest attacks across Ukraine are raising again the question of Ukraine's ability to carry out long-range attacks inside Russian territory to prevent further strikes. He said that with help of Ukraine's allies, this is the optimal counter-terrorism tactic. Also, President Zelensky addressed the energy situation. Power outages are widespread across the country. Zelensky said that the repair works are ongoing around the clock. Anna Chernikova, VOA News, Kyiv.
At least 9 Palestinians were killed in a major Israeli offensive in Jenin, Tolkarm, and Tubas in the occupied West Bank, Palestinian health authorities said on Wednesday. Fiona Jones from Reuters reports.
The assault is one of the largest seen in the West Bank for months, and it followed a series of smaller raids in the area over recent weeks. The Israeli military said this strike had killed 3 militant fighters. The armed factions of Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and Fatah said they were detonating bombs against Israeli troops in the West Bank. The Israeli military said Wednesday's operation followed a sharp rise in militant activity in recent months, with more than 150 attacks involving shooting or explosives from Tolkarm and Jenin in the past year. Thousands of Palestinians have been arrested in raids, and more than 660 fighters and civilians have been killed in the West Bank and East Jerusalem since the war in Gaza began, according to Palestinian Health Ministry figures.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. This is VOA News. A rapid spread of the Mpox virus in sub-Saharan Africa could intensify the financial strain that many countries in the region are already facing, according to a statement by the ratings agency Fitch. Alice Rizzo from Reuters has more.
Potentially deadly Mpox was declared a global health emergency by the World Health Organization earlier this month after a new strain spread from Democratic Republic of Congo to neighboring states. Ivory Coast, Kenya, Rwanda, South Africa and Uganda are some of the Fitch-rated issuers that have reported Mpox cases, the ratings agency said. Some 13 African countries have reported more than 22,800 Mpox cases and 622 deaths this year, the Africa Center for Disease Control and Prevention said on Tuesday. In the event of a substantial increase in Mpox case counts, Fitch said the main impact on economies would likely be on consumption and production.
Alice Rizzo from Reuters. French authorities have handed Telegram CEO Pavel Durov preliminary charges for allowing alleged criminal activity on his messaging app and barred him from leaving France pending further investigation. Durov was detained on Saturday at Le Bourget Airport outside Paris as part of a sweeping judicial inquiry opened last month and released earlier Wednesday after 4 days of questioning. Allegations against the Russia-born Durov, who is a French citizen, include that his platform is being used for child sexual abuse material and drug trafficking, and that Telegram refused to share information or documents with investigators when required by law. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are heading to Georgia, where they'll sit for a joint interview. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are hitting the road and the airwaves. Harris will sit down with CNN this week for her first interview since becoming the Democratic nominee. Walz will join her, with the interview airing tomorrow night. The Trump campaign has been hitting Harris's lack of media access. While she often speaks with reporters on Air Force Two, the sessions are off the record, meaning her words cannot be used.
Why doesn't she do something like I'm doing right now? She can't talk.
She wants to represent America all over the world, but she's terrified to face a friendly media.
The interview will be conducted in Savannah, Georgia, as Harris and Walz kick off a bus tour through the state later today. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
SpaceX launches are on hold after a booster rocket toppled over in flames while landing. The Federal Aviation Administration grounded the company's Falcon 9 rockets and ordered an investigation following Wednesday's accident off the Florida coast. It's too early to know how much impact this will have on SpaceX's two upcoming crew flights, one private and the other for NASA. The Falcon 9 rocket lifted off before dawn, and all 21 Starlink internet satellites made it to orbit, but the first stage booster fell over in a fireball upon landing on an ocean platform. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.